This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're visiting the White Lotus Gallery here in Eugene. They are showing an exhibit of Morris Graves' work. When I saw that exhibit, I thought, wow, that's a big name in this region, a very popular painter. Lots of things to see over there.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say the Lotus Gallery looks beautiful.
As always.
The framing job is fantastic. You know, it's wonderful to have that experience of entering a gallery and being in that wonderful space with beautiful things around you.
Right. Many of these frames were actually made for these pieces, which is unusual. Mm-hmm.
The show features works from the Morris Graves Foundation, and they encompass the artist's total productive life, from drawings from his high school yearbook in 1931, all the way through to some final series of paintings.
Yeah, in 1996, I think, mm-hmm. is the most current.
I would call it a visual guide to the life and career of Morris Graves.
Mm-hmm. And this was also in conjunction with the release of a book that was put out called The Morris Graves Selected Letters.
By Larry Fong and Vicki Halpern. I went to see their presentation up at the Jordan Schnitzer, and they did a wonderful job presenting mm-hmm. the letters.
The show involves a lot of his images. He was very concerned with the spiritual aspect, and many of these are representations, symbolic mm-hmm. birds. There are a mm-hmm. lot of drawings in this show of birds on paper. They're almost rough, not real developed drawings on paper.
Yeah, I'd go so far as to say ugly and awkward and graceless, but they're sketches.
Right.
I mean, so...
Yeah, he's figuring some things out.
This is the kind of show you send a graduate student to and say, look at this evolution of an artist's
right.
life. From the smallest sketch, mm-hmm. you know, it might be ugly and graceless, but you can see the evolution of thought into a more developed composition.
Right. I always really like seeing support of the finished pieces. You can kind of see the process, right? And
mm-hmm.
there are several of those drawings in here. One of them is called Crest. It's a triangle, almost like a yin-yang, but this one has three, and it's a very tight little rendering. And again, he was exploring some symbolism.
He's well-loved because of his interest in spiritualism of all sorts and mysticism. I took a closer look at pieces that have one of his favorite images in it, which is a chalice mm-hmm. or a cup. It symbolizes the Holy Grail and the sacred feminine. This one was called Vessel Feeling the Grandeur of Space in 1944. It's this huge watercolor and temper. It's monochromatic all over, except this light, pale patch sort of shaped like a wine bottle with the edges bleeding into this pale mauve background.
We're talking about the show at White Lotus Gallery, Morris Graves. It runs through May 25th. He said, this is a quote, he said, "My first interest is being. Along the way, I'm a painter. As a painter, I am aware of the sky of the mind." And that really, he really plays with that. A lot of the titles, there's a little explanation of some titles. It said, rather than a mundane title such as Spring Study, he would title it Bird Maddened by Machine Age Noise. Or rather than Crane, he would title it Conscious Assuming the Form of a Crane. So
he'd been reading some Salvador Dali titles. He had
right.
one called Half Deer, Half Feline, which was done in the early 50s and reflected his fascination with chimeras, which from the shamanistic tradition, showing the fusion of animal spirits. Very interesting textural background. I thought that the animal parts were kind of uninteresting, again, awkward and ungraceful. Again, these are studies for other paintings, so it's interesting to see that I'm not the only one who can be awkward and ungraceful on my way someplace
right.
else.
Yeah, that one was has a very primitive quality. The one that I was the most taken by in the show is called The Throne of Shiva, and partly it's just its scale. It's like 57 inches tall by 3 feet wide, and it's tempera, gold leaf, and copper leaf on paper. Very mystical. It's this looming figure almost, although it's not real clear, but it does it seems to have a head, and it's very imposing.
Well, it's clearly a finished piece as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Well, we were arguing about one earlier called Irish Goat, a
mm-hmm.
huge goat.
Yeah, way at the back of the gallery.
And you thought?
Yes, I liked the Irish goat. I thought it had some really tender, soft moves in it. The legs and the volumes are, while not super realistic, they have some very tender moves in it. I like the Irish goat.
Yeah, we like to fight about some of the paintings we see. That was one of them.
Okay, this show goes through May 25th. It is at White Lotus Gallery. The exhibit shows the work of Morris Graves. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Webb.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.